Thanks for listening to Exploring the Wine Glass podcast, the podcast for people who love wine. I'm Lori Budd, a UC Davis winemaking program and WSET Level 2 graduate. You can find Exploring the Wine Glass on all the socials as well as your favorite podcast catchers. If you haven't subscribed yet, now's the perfect time. I promise I'll never tell you what to drink, but I'll always share what's in my glass. Located in the center of Chianti Classico stands an impressive castle that dates back to the Middle Ages. The Broglio Castle is the home of the oldest winery in Italy and the once home of Baron Ricasoli. The Ricasoli family has played an important role in not just the Chianti wine industry, but also the existence of Italy as a unified country itself. On today's episode, join me as we are guided through the vineyards and the winery by Francesco Ricasoli himself. Sláinte.
Buongiorno. My name is Francesco Ricasoli, and this is the first of a series of Storie di Vino. What is Storie di Vino? It's a series of wine stories, winery stories. We are 15 wineries, Italian wineries, spread all over Italy that are, during this week, going to have a live Instagram. So welcome. Thank you for being with us. It's a pleasure. Again, Francesco Ricasoli. On my back is Castello di Broglio. It's the place where I was born and belongs to my family since 1141. We are in the middle of Tuscany, in the commune of Gaiola in Chianti, in the province of Siena. Siena is half an hour drive from here. Very easy, very approachable. Right now, as you know, everything is quiet. There's nobody around. Stay at home. This is the word of the moment. We have to be careful. Everywhere in the world. But anyhow, today we're going to speak about something about our estate, our beautiful Castello di Broglio, and use your smartphone horizontally, because then we will have also some landscape shooting. And today is a beautiful day, sunny, and we are very lucky there is no wind for the sound. And I want to welcome especially the Ricasoli Wine Club people that has been always with us and very loyal, and of course everybody else. I believe that it's going to be difficult for us to read on the screen questions or comments, because we have the sun and on the screen it's very difficult to read. Anyhow, what are we going to do today is to join our technical director, Massimiliano Biaggi. Some of you already know him. And with him, we will talk about precision viticulture, sustainable viticulture. You know, everybody's talking and filling their mouth with this word, but what is all about? Let's discover it together. And as you see, I brought a case of Castello di Broglio. And when everything is finished, we'll open the bottle and cheers for maybe a new world. Let's go for the moment. So we'll take the electric car, and we're just going to do some, not so many 100 meters, and it's heavy. Okay, join us on having this short tour. You know, the Broglio estate is a big estate, but we will have a nice view of what is all about. Safety, always. And ready? Let's go. Okay. So, look on the left. You see those hills? Those hills are the last hills of a very small chain of mountains that is called Monti del Chianti, that are the backbone of our appellation, Chianti Classico. Chianti Classico is between Florence and Siena, and here we are in the southern part. You can also see those fences. Those fences are to protect our vineyards against the assaults of wild boar, but especially deers. Nowadays, the enemy is the deers, because here in spring, when the vines are getting alive again and there are the new sprouts, it gets very dangerous because the deers love to eat those. Oh, please watch on the right. We have an amazing view of practically south of Tuscany. At the end, with the towers, maybe you will see Siena. And on the far right, we have the vineyards of Casalferro. It's our super Tuscan, pure Merlot. It's one of our crew. We have some Sangiovese, Colle di Là, Roncicone, Ceni Primo, very awarded wines, but also Casalferro. Casalferro has been produced since vintage 1993. And instead, in front of us, we have a small road that leads to the vineyard of Colle di Là. Instead, we are going on the right road, and a few hundred meters, we will reach the point. We have the appointment with Massimiliano Biaggi. Massimiliano Biaggi has been with us since 15 years, and he's been really a pillar of all the researches that we have been doing in the last 25 years, 30 years, I would say. So, on many fields, from clonal selection, zoning, vinification approach, yield, a lot of differences, but let's see. And now we are going to approach also a very important geological point, where we have on the right the sandstone soil and on the left the limestone soil. So practically this road, this very ancient road, is dividing this to a geological territory. But let's hear a little bit more from Massimiliano. Let's get down from this car. And here we are, Massimiliano. Ciao. You ready? Hi. Do we have a lot of wind? Yeah, probably. Maybe I can take the smartphone and let's see if there is a lot of noise with your phone. But anyhow, Massimiliano, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good. We have two gems here.
Yes.
We have the Broglio and we have what? Castello di Broglio. Wow. Amazing. So, I already told what is going to be our subject today. But first of all, let me remind a welcome to all the new visitors that are with us. And I also repeat that, unfortunately, because I have the sun on the screen and I really cannot, I'm not able to see either question or comment. So, and I invite everybody to eventually write again in a second moment on our Ricasoli 1141 account, and we will reply to you. So, welcome, Massimiliano.
Thank you.
And what is precision viticulture?
Precision viticulture, yeah, is the approach to be sustainable. I think that for a company and a property like Ricasoli, with this environmental and this cultural heritage, is so important to be sustainable. And to be sustainable means to respect the place where we work, to respect the people that works and live here. And to do this is necessary to apply the viticulture, the precision viticulture. And for us is a mantra. It means that we are doing this for a long time. We are studying, making research, and we are applying in all the situation in viticulture.
Okay, so let's go a little bit back. And many years ago, we started to zone the entire property. And what we did in the vineyards? How many hectares there are in Broglio?
In this moment, we have 240 hectares of vineyards. And when we started the research, it was a few years ago, we started with a collaboration with CRA, that is a branch of a CNR, that is a Center for in National Research. And for 3 years, we studied all the characteristics of the soil, and the chemistry and the physical components of the soil, and also the microclimate. And after, we were curious to understand the comportment of Sangiovese. So for a few years, we started to make vinification separately, plot by plot, to understand the potential and the quality of our best vine, that is a Sangiovese.
Okay, so which are the most important soils? Very quickly, I mean, just to understand the most important and what we have been doing in those vineyards. Have we been producing some special wines?
Of course. We have the most important soil are five that represented the terroir of Broglio. One is just in the back of me is a sandstone, is called also Macigno del Chianti, and represented the area all around the castle.
Can you show us a rock?
I was ready with a
stone. Fantastic.
So it's a sand pressed from the ocean millions of years ago. Okay, so it's a soil where we don't have calcareum part, we don't have clay. The only part of the clay that we can find here is represented from a galestro. And galestro is a clay, of course, pressed from the ocean millions of years ago. And it's a very fragile soil. You see, I can break this stone.
Amazing.
And layers of clay and silicate. Okay, this is another characteristic of the machine.
But we are not doing a single vineyard pure Sangiovese on this soil.
In this moment, not. Because we are studying, we want to be sure. Today, we produce a single vineyard from a limestone that is a Alberese, and the wine is a Colle di Là.
That's the one that is on my back. Should we see it?
Yes.
Okay, let's go. Come on. Okay. Show it. Show it to us.
Yeah, all this area that is in front of us now is the area of the Alberese.
Okay.
So this street is like the borderline between the sandstone that was in the back and now the limestone. Limestone is completely another soil because it's a soil with the carbonate and the clay, 30% of clay. And Colle di Là, that is our top vineyards in the property, is just in the hill of the other side, like the name of the wine.
So Colle di Là means the hill the other side.
Right.
Right on the back of this hill over there.
Right. Yeah. And here we are around 400 meters above sea level. Going down, we find the Roncicone area.
Okay.
That is a sea deposit, so we are around 300 meters above sea
Massimiliano,
level.
I interrupt you a moment, because I'm going to show to our visitors a beautiful farmhouse that is called Podernovi, mm-hmm. and is where the filmmaker Bertolucci did many, many years ago, Stealing Beauty.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Let's go back to wine.
Okay. So the third important soil for us is the ancient Terras River, that is in the lowest part of the property, around 300 meters, very close to the Arbia River. Inside the valley, there is a plot where was the bed of the river in the beginning, so millions of years ago. And the soil is very, very complicated, is a mix, and the result in the wine is fantastic in terms of the tannin, very soft, and the power of the wine. So one of my favorite vineyards, I have to say.
Fantastic. We have 66 visitors in this moment. Mm-hmm. And again, I remind that unfortunately, because of this beautiful sun, we are unable to read all the comments and all the questions, if there are any, because we cannot see it. So getting back to precision viticulture,
right.
Because I think that nowadays this is something very, very important.
Yeah.
And let's say wine lovers are always asking, are you sustainable? Are you organic? What are you doing in the vineyards? And what is our philosophy here with respect to this?
Our philosophy is to respect the place. So that doesn't mean to be organic 100%, but means to respect the soil first. So today we don't use herbicide anymore. We don't use chemical fertilizer. So we use only organic. We do the green cover crops, the green manure, or we seeds special herbs in the vineyards to grow the humus in the soil, and for instance, to defend from the disease of the vineyards, we use a system that is called DSS, means the season support system. This system helps me to decide what to use to defend and how.
So prevention is right. What is we are reading on the newspaper every day and hearing at the TV every day. Stay at home. Coronavirus is something that is so dangerous that is affecting the entire world. But people will never stop enjoying great wines.
Right.
And let's see what is going to happen in the near future. For the moment, we are working in the vineyards because nature never stops.
Right.
And in the cellar as well. But there's most of our people in the offices are on smart working. But you are always in the middle of the vineyard.
Yes. In the middle of the vineyards to follow, to check the works that we are doing now. Now we are plowing the soil. We are making manutention to the vineyards, so the post. We fixed the vine a few days ago. And now we are almost ready for maybe in 2 weeks to spray the first treatment, because the branches are coming out, and then we have to be, like you were saying, to prevent. And to prevent is necessary to have some tools that tell us when is the right moment. And the DSS, they are very helpful in this.
So for the late newcomers, we are in Castello di Broglio, Barone Ricasoli in Tuscany, very close to Siena. We are talking about precision viticulture, sustainable viticulture, and we are not tasting wines today. I think everybody is doing that, and we want to talk a little bit of how beautiful is this countryside and how we miss all the visitors that we have. Today our restaurant is closed, our bar is closed, our tasting room is closed, everything is closed, the museum in the castle is closed. So this is a painful moment for everybody, but we are close to the people that are really suffering. We are considered ourselves fortunate. But let's go back to our bottles. Yep. And we want to make a toast for next time that we meet all together. And what we want to say, stay at home, stay at home, stay at home. And at the end, you know, I always have a question on what will you do, Francesco, when coronavirus will be over? Because even myself is always staying here. It's a beautiful place, but I'm not going, I cannot go to Florence, I cannot go to Siena. But when everything will be over, for sure, I will go fishing. Ciao. See you soon.
Ciao. Ciao.
As we continue to navigate our way through these uncertain times, Dracena Wines hopes that you and your loved ones are safe and healthy. We typically would be spending our weekends at events getting to know our new customers, but quarantine means that we are unable to pour our wines for you in person. It is understandable that you may be hesitant to purchase wines that you have not yet tasted, and we get that shipping can add a significant amount to the bottle cost. With this, we have decided to offer $5 shipping on any $120 order. Plus, we have a special six-pack offer that will ship three bottles of our 92-point 2017 Classic Cabernet Franc and three bottles of our double gold medal winning 2017 Plummer Vineyard Reserve Cabernet Franc to your door for just $220 plus tax. That is over a $60 saving. Our wines plus your moments equals great memories. And aren't we all in need of some great memories right now? So please head to www.dracenawines.com to place your order and use code EXPLORE to receive an additional 10% off your first order. This has been another episode of Exploring the Wine Glass. Thanks for listening. If you have suggestions on what topics you would like me to discuss, please reach out on social media. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook as Exploring the Wine Glass. I'm also on LinkedIn as Lori Hoyt Budd. Of course, you can always email me at exploringthewineglass@gmail.com. If you enjoyed our podcast, please rate, review, and subscribe on your favorite podcast catcher to help others find me more easily. Until next week, sláinte!